Yeah, thank you, Mikey. Yeah, tech addict. It's lovely to be here today. It's funny that we started off with doing the brews and we've just come to the delicacy, and they're my service positions currently. I make the brews, they're my home group, and I'm also a world service delegate. So for me, I think what when Justine was talking then, I was thinking about, every morning I ask him this power in my life to build with me and do with me as thou wilt. As it will, not what I want to do, but what this power would have me do, what areas I need to grow in, and what I can do to be useful, for myself and for other people, and for Coping Anonymous. I'm not thinking about Coping Anonymous, I'm really not. And then when I came in 2012, and like I didn't really have skills as such. I never really had a job, and I've never been a functioning member of society, shall we say. I just sort of lived on benefits all of those years since I left school, and I'm drained, really drained the economy and the country. I came to CA and straight away, I fell in love with the fellowship and I knew that this is where I belonged. By taking on service and becoming a part of it, I started to grow in my feelings around being useful and being a part of and stuff like that. And I was at that Bournemouth ASC that Justine was talking about just then. And, I went there and I'd gone from making the brews to being a secretary of my group. I was doing HMI service. And I was just doing anything I could. I just loved it so much. I could never, if I lived to be 100, I could never repay what this fellowship has given me. I really couldn't. And then I ended up being a DSR for the Northwest District, which is my home. And, it was come to the end of my term as a DSR, and I'd learned so much down the area, from the people there. I knew that these were knowledgeable people who could help me, to be more effective early. And I found myself at this Bournemouth meeting, like I say, my status was up as a DSR, and they asked them, about the steering committee. Would anybody like to put themselves forward as the chair of the steering committee? And I found my hand up in the air. But I didn't even really know what it was as such. I just knew that it was you went away and you'd done tasks and stuff. And then I remember getting up on the microphone and someone said to me, "Well, do you know what the steering committee does?" And I said, "Well, I'm not quite sure, but I'll find out. I'm going to go, I'll find out." And I got voted in. And what it was, when I look back at all of my life service history, being part of the steering committee was just unbelievable, because what it did for me alone, without it, of the service that I've done for the area, was that I got to meet new people from all around the country. And what I started to do was I didn't have the same steering committee group for every task that we were set. I would find, I found out later through the concept of finding the right person for the job, people who were knowledgeable in these areas that the tasks had been set. And then, so if you imagine, for anyone who hasn't been to area, so we're at the ASC, and it's like, it's the layout from district. And, sometimes, like my first ever task, what happened was the shop, the store where we kept all of our merchandise, our archive stuff, the podiums that we have from conventions, the goalposts, it was the address for our head office, it was everything, the mail went there, and we were told that that this place was being demolished, basically, that the store, that the store was being demolished, and there was going to be nowhere to store all of this stuff. So I had to go away and gather people from all over the country and find out, what service and where we could, find somewhere to store all of this stuff. And then what I have to do is gather all of that information and put it into a report, which is wasn't always easy to get everything into a report and then present to the ASC, because in that, what you're doing is the part of the role of the steering committee chair is to ensure that an informed conscience takes place, so that the members are not being guided or led in any direction other than laying the facts at their feet of what we have come back with. So like you say, with the example of the literature store and everything like that, we went to all the different districts in the country. We gathered how much it would be to have storage there, and all of that sort of stuff, you know, the mileage that to take all the stuff up and down the country, and, you know, what people we would need to for the office, and all of this stuff. And I just went back and I just informed the area of this. You know, and sometimes you'll be sat there and a question will come up at area and people go, oh, this is how I used to feel. They go, oh, maybe that's a task for the steering committee. And I think, oh, no. No, because I was quite fearful, you know, of like taking on, like I was thinking, oh no, like we, one of our tasks was to look at the expenses, to look at the whole finance of the ASC, to, you know, go away and to gather all information about how much the expenditure was and, you know, people's travel costs and all of that sort of stuff. And then, and like I say, for me, I grew so much, I grew in organisational skills, people skills. Being able to be impartial, you know, and not guiding this, because I'm a control freak, you know, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't really, you know, and that's one of my things. And you know, being able to just lay the facts out there, this is what we've got, and, you know, you do with it as you will, really. And like I say, I've grown so much, you know, and I've done that sales position for 2 years, and it was the sort of platform to me. Put myself forward to be a CA UK delegate, and, you know, like I say, you know, it's everybody brings their own abilities to the service that they do, and, you know, and in that, as well as bringing your own abilities, you take from it as well, you know, and then, like I say, I grew so much from that. You know, you have to be quite good at organisation and you know, discussing things and, you know, talking to people and all of that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it was a lovely service position. I think that's it, really. Like I said, you're just the person there at the ASC who, if there's something that people don't understand or more information is needed, will say, let's give it to the steering committee. You know, anything at all that we're in doubt about, it's like, let's ask the steering committee to look into that. So I think that's it. Without me going on and just rambling for the sake of it, I think that's it, Mikey.